wonder-filled people. Welcome back to the Wonder-Filled Stories podcast, where your imagination gets to stretch, breathe, and grow a little stronger every day. Today's Wonder Thought is all about mindfulness, paying attention to what's happening inside your head and inside your heart. Sometimes we're kind to everyone except ourselves. We cheer for our friends, we encourage others, but when we mess up, we talk to ourselves in a way we would never talk to anyone else. So here's your reminder for today. Be kind to yourself. Speak to yourself the way you'd want someone kind and caring to speak to you. If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself. One way to practice this is by repeating little phrases each day, tiny reminders that help you grow stronger on the inside. You can say things like, I don't have to be perfect to be awesome. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I matter, and my voice matters too. Your thoughts are powerful. Treat them gently. Take a deep breath. Notice how you feel. And remember, every new moment is a chance to start again. Now, settle in, open your mind, and get ready to set the scene for Chapter 15. Chapter 15, Society of the Cog. A steady stream of red-faced kids filed into the classroom as the nasally voice of the school secretary echoed over the intercom.
Mrs. Welder, can you send Jace Jameson to the office? Mr. Peebles would like to have a word with him.
Of course, he is on his way. The teacher nodded toward Jace, and he sprang out of his chair. He made his way toward the door to a chorus of, "Ooh," and "Nice knowing you." Navigating the cinder block hallways to the front office, he pulled open the door, and his heart leaped to his throat. Davy and Kai were already sitting in two chairs outside the principal's office. Wide-eyed, they exchanged panicked looks. Each boy tried to make sense of the situation he found himself in. Before Jace could sit down, the heavy oak door of the principal's office swung open, and the bowling pin shape of Mr. Peebles filled the doorway. "Good afternoon, gentlemen. Let's have a little chat, shall we?" Peebles welcomed them into his office, and they stood in front of a large desk lit by a small lamp. Sliding into a leather chair to a symphony of creaks and squeaks, the principal began his inquiry.
"Boys, your teacher made me aware of a large donation that was made to cover the expenses of a class party."
Peebles sounded overly diplomatic, as if he had more information than he was letting on.
"When I discover that a large amount of money is floating around school, it is my job to know where it is coming from."
"Why, sir?" Kai spoke up boldly. "Aren't people free to do with their money as they wish?"
"Of course, as long as the money actually belongs to them."
Peebles leaned forward as if he was telling them private information.
"It makes sense for kids to have a few dollars from their allowance, but when they have hundreds of dollars, I have found that it most likely doesn't belong to them."
Jace nudged Davy's foot as an unseen way of saying, "I told you so." Davy cleared his throat in response, indicating a sentiment that said, "Stuff it in your ear."
"Last month, a first grade girl used her dad's rent money to buy a slap bracelet on the playground. It created a big mess that took a week to straighten out. I would like to avoid a similar situation."
He crossed his arms, placing his elbows on the desk.
"So it would be helpful if you three could give me some information."
Glancing back and forth at one another, none of the boys wanted to be the first to speak. Finally, Jace began.
"Well, sir, my Uncle Jim won the lottery, and..."
"I'll stop you right there, Mr. Jameson,"
Peebles interrupted with a raised finger.
"I know your uncle. He lives down the street from me on Atlas Drive. I also know that our state doesn't have a lottery. So unless he took a trip to Las Vegas that I don't know about, he hasn't come into any gambling windfalls that I am aware of."
He leaned forward slightly, a fake smile painted on his face.
Please, don't lie to me. I can't help you if you won't tell me the truth.
Each boy scrambled to think of another explanation as to where the money had come from. Kai jumped into the conversation.
Actually, sir, it is my dad's money. He sold a... His mind blanked as he searched for a believable story.
A sofa, Davy completed the lie, and Jace rubbed his forehead as if he had just noticed that he had a splitting headache.
A sofa,
Mr. Peebles repeated.
It must have been a very nice sofa. Why do you boys have the money from this sofa?
Jace chimed in to try to smooth out the story.
Well, sir, it actually belonged to Kai's grandfather.
Yeah, it was an antique and worth a lot of money, Kai added. Catching the rhythm of the story, Davy finished.
The money is actually part of his inheritance. Most of it went to his college account, but a guy has to party, am I right, sir?
So let me get this straight. Kai's father sold an antique sofa that once belonged to your grandfather. It was part of your inheritance, so after depositing the bulk of the windfall into your college account, he gave you the remainder so you and your friends can party.
He made quotes with his fingers as he said the word party and waited for confirmation of his summary. Hearing it all repeated back made the flimsy story that much more ridiculous. But they were invested in the lie, so they all nodded timidly.
Boys, that could be the dumbest story I have ever heard,
Peebles mocked.
How about I share another theory, and you tell me if I'm close?
He leaned back in his chair and tapped his fingertips together like an evil genius unveiling a plan to take over the world.
There are a lot of legends surrounding the old mansion at the top of Cook's Hill. An old man by the name of Dr. Ezra Wickey lived there until a few weeks ago when his family put him in a care home across the river.
That old dude was a doctor? Davy spoke. He could have used some work on his bedside manners. He always yelled at us if we got close to his house.
Not a doctor who heals the sick. A scientist. More importantly, a physicist.
The principal explained.
A what?
Jace spoke for all three boys.
A physicist studies the scientific laws that tie our universe together, Peebles said.
Like motion, gravity, quantum fields and stuff?
Kai clarified.
Yes.
Peebles was surprised by the informed response, but continued.
Well, from the rumors in town, Dr. Wickey had several inventions from many years ago that made him exceptionally rich.
His chair squeaked as he leaned forward.
The trouble is, he didn't trust banks for some reason. People believe that there are thousands, maybe millions of dollars stashed somewhere in that old mansion.
Kai and Jace caught eyes for a moment, and with a subtle twitch of the eyebrow, both wordlessly agreed that the nosy principal could not be trusted.
I suspect that a few curious boys found a way into the abandoned mansion. Perhaps while exploring, they stumbled upon some of that money.
He paused to read the boys' faces. All three looked as if they had just witnessed a mind-reading trick. They didn't expect the principal to connect the dots in such a strangely accurate way. Davy, trying a different tactic to throw the principal off the scent, began to laugh loudly.
Well, wow, great story, sir.
The other boys joined in the forced laughter.
Millions of dollars hidden in the house of a mad scientist. I think I saw that in a movie last year.
Boys, I don't think you understand. I belong to an organization called Society of the Cog.
He stopped mid-sentence, his eyes flicking side to side as he reconsidered his choice of words. He began again.
I represent some people that believe there are priceless secrets in the Wiki Manor.
He stood over the boys and looked at them through narrow glasses that sat low on his nose.
That is the goal of my colleagues, finding the secrets before they are lost forever. It could mean something revolutionary for our town. Maybe even the whole world. That is why it is very important for me to know where you found the money in your pockets.
I'm sorry, sir. Kai shifted in his seat, sat up straight, and spoke confidently. Is it against the rules for students to bring money to school? The momentum of the conversation shifted suddenly as Mr. Peebles responded.
Well, no, son, it isn't. But you need to understand, do you suspect that we did something wrong, sir?
Kai took command like a skilled attorney. Did we break a school rule?
No, boys, that isn't why I called you in here, Peebles stammered.
Then are we free to go back to class, sir? Kai painted a genuine smile on his face. We are making May Day baskets, and I would hate to miss it. Realizing that the boys had clammed up, the principal made a counter move.
That is fine, boys. You go on and enjoy your party. I'll just give your dads a quick ring and see what they can tell me about your mystery money.
Davy instantly panicked.
Sir, I promise my dad doesn't know anything.
Kai grabbed his arm as they stood to leave and spoke over his friend.
Yes, sir. My dad can probably straighten this whole thing out. You should definitely give him a call.
Davy's breathing became erratic at the thought of the principal calling his dad, but the reassuring squeeze from his friend told him to stay quiet and trust. The boys quickly excused themselves and chattered nervously as they made their way back to the hallway.
Are you nuts? Davy scolded. My dad is going to squash me into oblivion if he gets a call from Mr. Peebles. We should just forget the roller rink party. I am so dead.
Don't worry, Davy. He isn't going to call anybody. It was a bluff, Kai explained confidently. He doesn't want anyone to know what he knows about that old house.
How do you know that? Jace asked.
Did you see his forehead get red when he began talking about our parents?
That is called a tell, Kai explained.
When a person is lying, they will usually give it away with some kind of physical sign. I picked it up by watching my brother try to lie to my parents. When you start looking for them, they become fairly easy to spot.
So why do you think he's lying about calling our parents? Davy asked.
Because if he can get us to tell him where the money is, he will claim it for himself. Or the people he represents. Kai used the same air quotes as the principal.
I hope you're right, because if he calls my dad, I'm finished. Nice knowing you. I'm worm food, Davy lamented.
Principal Peebles watched the boys exit, then flopped into his chair and picked up the receiver of the large black phone on his desk. Removing a small business card from the top drawer, he punched in the numbers three at a time. The trilling of the phone was interrupted by a digitized click and the muffled sound of a woman's voice on the other end.
Hello,
the voice said.
Hi, Tawanda here, Peebles said.
What is the password?
Flipping the business card over, Peebles referenced a word scribbled on the back.
It is a raincoat.
Proceed, Tawanda.
The boys definitely know something. When I started talking about the mansion, they clammed up like a mobster facing a murder rap.
Have they been inside the mansion? Can we use them?
Well, they found the money somewhere. We all know where that somewhere was. I'm sure that they can be turned to our side if I apply the right pressure.
What about the file 13? Did they mention anything about the missing file?
Like I said, they shut their mouths quickly when I mentioned the old man in the mansion. They know something, but it will need to be squeezed out of them.
What is your next course of action?
One of the boys is terrified that I will call his dad. Jumpy little bugger. I think he may be the weak spot. A little trap, and he will be singing like a canary in a coal mine.
Good. If these kids can get inside, we could use them to explore without having to take the risk ourselves.
I'll have Mothman follow them and see if he can figure something out.
Yes, call him. We can't waste any time. The realtor says the family is going to hire a caretaker, so the house won't be empty for long. We've got to get on this.
Consider it done. The call disconnected, and Peebles placed the receiver back on the cradle.
Well, that's a wrap for today's Wonderfield story. But before you dash off, here is your last little boost. You've got ideas worth sharing and a mind built for amazing things. Don't ever forget that. If you want a little extra wonder in your day and early looks at what's coming next, hop on to the Wonder Club at jasonsoul.com. Now go shine a little wonder into the world today. And as always, remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, and you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Stay curious, stay kind, and stay wonder-filled.